George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana University Department of Theater and Drama opens the spring semester with Peter Weiss's Tony Award-winning play Murat Saad. Our guests are the director, IU faculty member Dale McFadden, and actor Abby Rowald. Dale, full title, it's unwieldy. It's The Persecution and Assassination of Jean-Paul Murat, as performed by the inmates of the Asylum of Charenton, under the direction of the Marquis de Sade. And right in the title, we get to me what seems to be layers, layers, and layers.
Yes, George, that's an understatement. So one of the things I've said in working on this play is that the play is about too many things. So we have to try to focus on about three or four things that are at work in the play. We are keeping it in the period, but we open in the modern times, in a contemporary institution where there are, for lack of a better word, mental patients who are putting on this play called Murat Saad. Part of the reason for this is I've always felt that Colmier, who's the director of the Charenton institution, has gotten lost in production. And the character who Abby plays is very important because one of the things at work in the play is the degree to which we can help others. Education, art therapy, helping those who are mentally ill. These are all issues brought up in the play that Peter Weiss uses to say there's only so much change we can create in ourselves and in society, and all must be questioned and challenged. And at the end of the play, Peter Weiss, who did not answer the question for himself, is still asking us, to what degree can we change ourselves and society?
I'm talking with Dale McFadden, who's the director of Murat Saad at the IU Wells Metz Theater. And our next guest is actor Abby Rowald. Abby's an MFA student at IU, recently appeared as Virginia in The Clean House and Monica in Present Laughter at Brown County. Abby, the character that you play, Cumier, is actually a figure that Dale feels has not had sufficient attention paid to. She seems like a challenging character to grasp.
I think with Colmier, it's this idea of the ideal, this misguided altruism that she feels that she has. She wants it to all be for the good of the patients, but she refuses to see that really it's for her own good. It's for her own to get ahead in the world of therapy. And I think she really does believe that she is doing something good for people, which turns out at the end of the play is quite a revelation when the patients show her that perhaps her control, her methods were not the best way to go. Weiss does not give me a lot of text or background to work with Colmier. So to find the reasons that Colmier controls in the way that she does, to find the reasons that Colmier shuts down the things that she shuts down, has been a challenge, especially when we have set it in a modern era.
We certainly live in an era in which intentions are frequently suspect, don't we?
Yes, that's true. Intentions, that's a good word.
Anybody with a political point of view will hear arguments in this play that they have heard, and they'll have to reconsider them. And Weiss, at the end of his life and with this play, said, I am still questioning that degree to which any political process works, and all processes must be suspect.
Dale McFadden, the director of the IU production of Murat Saad, and actor Abby Rowald. The show opens on the 5th, plays the 5th and 6th, and then continues the 9th through the 13th in the Wells Metz Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.